2 Kings chapter 4, verses 38 to 41. Famine and poison. Elisha returns to Gilgal, and there was a famine in that region. But the prophets were still meeting. The company of the prophets was meeting with him. And while they were there, he said to his servant, "Put on the large pot and cook some stew for these men. They need food," and so Elisha makes arrangements that they can have a meal. One of them went out into the fields to gather herbs, and he came across a wild vine. He gathered some of the gourds on that vine and filled the fold of his cloak. He returned, he cut them up and put them into the pot of stew, though no one knew what they were. Either they were ignorant, or they didn't recognize these gourds. Seems to me they were ignorant of the gourds in the stew. Well, they poured the stew out when it was ready, and they began to eat. But immediately the taste warned them. They cried out, "O man of God, there is death in the pot. Something's wrong here." And they could not go on eating. Elisha said, "Get some flour." He put it into the pot and said, "Serve it to the people to eat." And there was nothing harmful in the pot. Of course, it was a miracle. Flour almost certainly would have been used to thicken the soup. But this was extraordinary. It was a miracle, it was a sign, it was a wonder, it was a teaching sign. He had instruction, and he's got instruction for us. Famine. Famine is a mark of judgment here for Israel. And the godly are down with it as well, even the prophets and even Elisha. Elijah was in his life. Elisha has known plenty or sufficient, but now he passes through famine. And when there's judgment, and when there's difficulty, believers are not exempt. It nails again, once again, the prosperity gospel. I notice also that prophets are still meeting. They're still going on. They're not sitting around griping, "Oh, there's no food, there's no food." It's like Habakkuk 3:17-19. Though there's nothing in the store, though the vines have nothing on them, there's nothing in the fields, though it's all empty, though it's all wasted, yet I will rejoice, I will sing, I will praise, I will rejoice in the Lord. Going on. Brother and sister, we might live in times of difficulty and hardship and spiritual famine, and we can sit and gripe, but the day of small things, let's go on. I see that lesson here. The godly go down into the suffering with famine, and famine is a terrible thing, but they're not sitting around griping, they're going on with their work. But it's the poison in the pot that I really want to address here. This is a miracle. Elisha is not unable to work a miracle to find food. They have to go out and gather the food and make the food and make the stew, but he's working a miracle to deliver from poison. The flour, as I say, was used to thicken, but it's here a totally different thing altogether. This is a miracle. But the men have faith to eat when he's thrown the flour into the stew. They have to go on. They have to believe that the stew is wholesome now. But as I say, it's a sign or a symbol. Famine. Poison in the pot. Now let's talk about it briefly. This is a time of famine, my friend. For me it is, anyway. I know some will disagree, but I believe we're living in times of Amos 8, verse 11, a famine for hearing the word of God. Oh, there's plenty of lecturing about, plenty of theological discussion about, as it were, or notes and PowerPoints and all that, all but for real powerful preaching of the word of God, of Christ, with vigor, with life, convicting, converting power. That's what I want to see. And as far as I can judge where I live, from where I'm standing, where I'm sitting, this is a time of famine, a time of small things, when there's very little power in the preaching. If you disagree, well, disagree. And if you know powerful times, God bless you in it. But I speak for myself, and I think for others. This is a time of famine. But it's worse than that, my friend. It's a time of poison. There's poison in the pot. You see, this pot looked all right. You can see, you can smell it. Oh, lovely stew coming up. Lovely vegetable stew. They're looking forward to it. But there was something in the pot. It was only a little bit. It was perhaps only just one gourd or two, a few gourds, just one vine, nothing much. Maybe it all looked all right. They were ignorant of it. They didn't know what was coming. It all looked fine. There's only a bit, only a small bit, but it ruined the whole pot. And there was poison in the pot, death in the pot. I see that as a graphic picture of what's going on today. There's much talk of Christendom things, Christianity things, gospel things, gospel words, but the meanings are sucked out of them. There's little ands, little additions. I'll give you an example. Take the New Perspective. Oh yes, you're justified by faith, but they don't mean what the Bible means by justification. And it's faith and what? Baby sprinkling. Any and ruins it. It is justification by faith alone, on the basis of grace alone, through Christ alone. Nothing to do with baptism. Nothing to do with progression and learning the lines and learning the part and sort of drifting into it. There has to be a conversion, a conviction, a conversion. You see, the word and destroys it all. The Bible is full of this. 2 Peter 2, verse 19. These men promise liberty, but they are in bondage themselves. Jeremiah 3, 23. Deception is the word. There's deception about. Read 2 Corinthians 11. There's cunning. There's deception. Satan is active. He's warping, twisting, putting poison in the pot. Religion. Christendom. So-called Christianity. Test everything. 1 Thessalonians 5, 21, and many other places as well. We have to be alert, brother and sister. We have to be awake. There's poison in the pot. It's only a little bit. It's only a little bit, but that little bit ruins all. Thirdly, famine, poison in the pot. Thirdly, only God can cure it. And it's a miraculous cure, a despised cure, flower for Elisha. Christ, how he is despised. A swear word, an expletive, even for children. He's nothing at all, but he's everything, my friend. Oh, Christ only can save. Only he can get poison out of the pot. Only he is wholesome. Islam, Buddhism, rationalism, science, enlightenment, philosophy, evolutionism, whatever it might be. All the creeds and confessions and churches and rites and ceremonies piled up together will not save. Christ and Christ only. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. There is no way to God except by me, said he. There is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. To whom can we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. You alone are the eternal life. Christ, Christ only. Is salvation. Oh, taste and see. It's a time of famine. It's a time of poison too. Beware. But come to Christ. Oh, taste and see. Eat of him. Drink of him. Eat his flesh. Drink his blood. Spiritually speaking, trust him. Rely upon him. Devour him, as it were. Take him to be your own, and you will be saved. There's only safety in one, Jesus Christ. All else is poison. I assure you of it. And in the time of famine, I say it to you now, go nowhere else. There's plenty on offer. But go to Jesus Christ alone. Oh, taste and see. Even now as I speak to you, oh, taste and see how gracious the Lord is. He will save and he will satisfy both now and forever.